Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. One of my great friends is here, somebody I've been in the fight with for a long time. She's been in it way longer than me. She's also one of those people that tells the truth no matter what and has paid the price for it and continues to stand up and fight back. Thank you for joining me, Charlene Bullinger.
Yeah, Mel Kay, it's so great to be back. It's always good to have these conversations.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten to know each other, and you and your husband, Ty, have done so much for people. I know people in real life, you know, Roger Stone's wife is one a lot of people know about, but there's been thousands upon thousands of people that you and your husband have helped heal from seemingly terminal, deadly cancers and other things. You've been on the forefront of natural medicine, but also helping people with their immune system. With you were very outspoken about the COVID, about the vaccine, about the early treatments, and you've paid quite a price for that. Let's just talk a little bit about your background for anyone that doesn't know you yet, and then we'll get into where we are now and what you guys are doing about it.
Yeah, Mel. Well, our background is we really didn't have a choice when we ended up getting into this as well as you. I mean, most people that have been doing this have been forced into it by God himself. So for us, it was, yeah, it's exactly true. Right. For us, it was losing seven family members to conventional cancer treatments, from Ty's mother. Well, first his father to his mother. And when we lost his mother in 2004, and it started for us in 1996. So from that point to this, we've been researching and finding solutions and answers. His mother did better than Dad because we had more answers, but they cut her stomach out. That was the beginning of the end for her. They cut Ty's father's stomach out, and he died within 25 days because he bled to death. So this was our introduction into cancer. And so we did the research. We have all of the information. And when we lost Mom in 2004, we knew that God had created us and brought us together for a mission to get the truth out into the world that we didn't have because of censorship and propaganda. So we wrote a book and self-published and got a lot of death threats and chased out of the country for Cancer Step Outside the Box.
Right.
That was our first offering to the world. It really was from God to the world through us. And then, Mel, we started our films back in 2014, right, and live events, which you've been at live events.
Yeah, they're awesome. I can't wait to the next one. I still bump into people. I don't even know that they're like, oh, I met you at the Truth About Cancer event. And then I'm like, oh, my God, that was such a great event. Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing what you guys have done.
Well, you know, I give God the glory just like you do. I mean, God has definitely given us difficult situations, but he's taken ashes and turned it around into beauty. So beauty from ashes to the world. And so for this, we get persecuted, censored, banned, canceled, and everything else. And it's all collusion because, you know, offline, right before we started this conversation here, we were talking about YouTube. Well, you know, with YouTube, what happened to us is they took our vaccine channel down, which we knew that they would do. So they took that down. We had a lot of followers there, but we had more followers on the cancer channel, who had been there for a long time, didn't talk about COVID, didn't talk about the shots, didn't talk about politics even. We just wanted to give solutions to people suffering from cancer. Right. And we have testimonies, countless testimonies from around the world. People, like you said, that have been sent home to die by the conventional doctors who are alive and cancer-free because of our work.
Right.
And so the day that Hologram Biden went out there talking about us and saying that we were dangerous, we were part of this 12 people that were had the bulk of the information about the shot that was against the official narrative, which we all know, they're saying the same things we were saying from the beginning now. But back then you weren't allowed to say it because they wanted to get everybody to get the shot. They did it. They took our cancer channel down that day when Biden, I was crying foul and saying the government is colluding. And now with the Twitter files, we were named in the Twitter files.
You were named. Yeah, people have to know that. Right. People have to know that's watching this, that the Twitter files revealed a lot, but I'm watching them in real time and I'm good friends with you and Ty's awesome. And I'm watching, and I'm like, oh my God, it was the government that took down Charlene and Ty, and you guys knew it in your hearts, but I'm watching it. First of all, I was happy for you because we knew that it was insane, the timing and everything. But again, they're not allowed to do that. That violates the Constitution, violates your rights. And that must have been crazy. Now, you knew this all along, but suddenly you see it. The whole world, millions and millions of people saw your names and RFK Jr. and a couple other people. But What did that feel like? I mean, you knew already, but I mean, to me, it would be like another, just a reminder of how unbelievable this period of time in our lives have been.
Yeah, Mel. Well, we've been doing this for over 20 years. And so we have a pretty strong handle of what's going on and who's doing it to us, not only in America, but around the world. And we know that America still is the best and most free nation on earth. And I believe this has been the best nation that the world has ever seen. It's so great, so good. And in order for them to lock and load the great away or the great reset and really the new world order that they've been talking about for so long,
I know,
have to bust up America. And that's why they're bringing in all of the illegals through the border. It's wide open. They're doing it on purpose. And we see the child trafficking issue. And we see that most of the politicians are bought and paid for by China, including the guy we were talking about that owns a big tech company. He's got ties to China, and we see it. So this is a China, this is a coup, you know, yeah, in our country that they've taken over, but it's not too late. It's not too late. And so we encourage everyone to just not comply. I mean, stop doing what they say. Social distancing, they say it didn't work. The test didn't work, of course. The
I know.
Shots are causing the suddenly dying syndrome that we're seeing and everything else. We've been saying this from the beginning. We said millions will die from that shot. Don't take it. So they shut us down because they wanted to be sure everybody took the shot. And everything that we said is happening. And they're saying it now too.
Yeah.
Masking was a sham and right, it didn't work.
Yeah. It made people sicker. Yeah. And mentally sicker too. You and I have talked many times in the very beginning. We were in an event with Brad Barton just way before the shot came out, and you guys were already talking about therapeutics already being attacked. My channel went down. I had on two doctors, and then my last one was Dr. Zelenko. I woke up the next morning. They wouldn't even let me appeal. Like, it's like you're done. And I didn't care because I knew we were right. But you were talking about it way back then, that about the keeping of the therapeutics and the emergency, that they wouldn't have been able to have the emergency use authorization if they allowed therapeutics. Isn't that's a part of the story people are missing.
Yes, that's exactly right, Mel. You hit the nail on the head there. So I was able to facilitate, I was working with some people in the background, right, getting doctors together to support Donald Trump when he was still in the Oval Office in the White House as our president. And we got him the first two protocols officially. And one was a Zelenko protocol. I got that to him, hand delivered it to his daughter. She brought it to the Oval Office. So we had two protocols to back him up on these therapeutics, because remember, Donald Trump was saying about cleansing the blood, and they were just demonizing him. He was taking hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic.
Right.
They were saying he's crazy. Why? Because in order to, as you said, push out the emergency authorization for the shot, they couldn't have any other remedy, right, that would help with the COVID. So they had to demonize and smear and spread their campaign of propaganda to get people to believe it, that there was nothing else but the shot.
Yeah. And we talked about it before, and this was also to target you. Pfizer, there's a document. It came out. People can find it. Maybe I'll link it below on the Judicial Watch website. But Judicial Watch, through FOIA requests and other requests and whistleblowers, found that this billions and billions of dollars that Pfizer, in cahoots with the Biden regime, paid out to celebrities, to late night talk show hosts,
That's
to different
right,
news channels, to the NBA, the NFL, yep, like, that this was really when you, because you were getting into that, you guys then decided to go after the propaganda because they're the most dangerous of them all. Without their propaganda machine and the manipulation and the CIA and FBI being all embedded in social media and our mainstream media and all of that, they wouldn't have been able to pull this off. But then you see the celebrities, and you too are also on this list that they sent out, the disinformation dozen, you know, and it's saying this, and you're thinking, and I'm thinking, oh my God, the lengths to go to, don't people understand? If you need to go to those lengths that you're paying, and then the late, I don't want any of these celebrities to get a free pass on the other side of this, but they took money to say things that they had no business saying just for money that they have no, what did they research? Are they scientists? Did they work like you and Ty for 20 years trying to find alternatives? No. But again, you were attacked by, because you have a lot of friends. You're, you know, you guys have been in the business, all businesses. You guys are very successful on many fronts. But the propaganda was no joke, and you were calling it out early on. It turns out that it was bought and paid for by us.
Absolutely. So that the Biden White House funneled billions through the CDC to the media,
right,
to and celebrities, of course, as you said, to peddle their story. They're all lies, and they're admitting it now. I mean, Pfizer, we know that they knew the shot was ineffective. It wouldn't help and it wouldn't stop the spread. And they also knew about the adverse events, and they knew that the children would get myocarditis, which is nothing we've ever seen from the beginning of time until today. We have children in utero, not yet born, having heart attacks. This is how crazy this has gotten from the shot. So the mother gets a shot, the baby in utero can't handle the toxicity, and it's causing, because it's attacking the heart, the brain, the reproductive organs. We have all of the science to back it up, but they've got their quackery, you know, Fauci, I am science. So they've got that science, which is not science at all. It's just propaganda and lies. But yes, they paid for the media. They took the money. Every mainstream media outlet took the money. And that's why,
including Fox,
yes, that's right. And Fox would not talk to us when CNN hit us. They lied about us for January 6th because we had the only permitted stage at the Capitol. We had the stage at the Ellipse and the stage at the Capitol. And it was a beautiful day. And when we saw what the news was saying, we went back to the Trump Hotel where we were staying. We turned on the TV and we were shocked at the lies. That was immediately, it was an inside job. They set us up because they don't want us coming together with power to say no as we the people. And it was a peaceful and beautiful protest at that day. But they don't want that. They don't want freedom. They wanted us all to take the shot. So it was bought and paid for by the taxpayers, because it was funneled through media, celebrities. It was all a scam.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's shocking is I saw a list of PPP loans to production companies and to individual celebrities that own a lot of stuff, like the Kanyes and the Jay-Z's and all of them. They got a ton of money, and people act like it was from, you know, the government. No, that's our money, and they didn't have to pay it back. And now there's all this fraud, and now we're having the banking thing, of course, because you can't do A without B. So they just keep kicking the can down the road. And I'm starting to see traces of justice and truth come out. But, you know, I'm really glad that you guys now have another project. You guys make amazing films that really are so powerful, and you continue to do it. I know you guys do it on your own, which makes it really important for people to support this stuff. But you have another project out that I wanted you to come on. Thank you to come on, because this is really important that people understand what happened to them, not to me and you. Yeah, we both got censored off of YouTube and Twitter and this and that, but we didn't give up. We keep going. It's what happened to the people sitting at home, the everyday average American that really was just trusting and thinking they were doing the right thing, that the propaganda was most evil for, I think.
Yes. So there's two things I want to share with regard to that. Number one, people need to understand that we can take action. So Ty and myself, along with Bobby Kennedy and others, Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft and others, have come together, and we have a lawsuit right now. We filed a complaint, the antitrust lawsuit, against a group that is calling themselves the Trusted News Initiative. Now, people don't understand what that is. People don't even know that this is a thing. So back in 2019, they came together. This is the AP, BBC, Reuters, and the Washington Post. Those are the four we're going against, or going, you know, filing against. But we also have Twitter was in on it, and we have social media in on it, and other media accounts and companies on it. Now, what they did, Mel, was they came together in 2019 and they said, we're usually competitors, but you know what? We've got these little guys over there that people are trusting them, and they're getting the traffic and they're making money, and we need to make the money. We need to be the trusted companies we always have in the past. We got to knock these people out. So let's build basically a media cartel. Right. So they got together and they have this thing they call themselves, they're the Trusted News. And this is an initiative to be sure that they're the trusted news in the public's eyes. So what they did was they sent out the fact checkers. They wrote the script. And if we shared anything that veered from their script, they took us down.
Right.
And so as a result, you know, they did diminish our ability to reach people, which diminishes, of course, your revenue to continue to build life-saving products for the world. And so we're coming after them in the state of Texas, and we're suing them for this for damages. Now, we did join Bobby Kennedy and Joseph Mercola to get the information of what the government has done to us.
Right.
And that was not for damages. This is for damages. And the reason is, as you said, for the people. We're doing this to restore the freedom of speech, to restore the freedom of the press, and to also restore the avenue we need to reach the people to save their lives. So on the wings of that last point, Ty and I have created a 9-part docuseries called The Truth About Cancer Presents The Quest for the Cure's Final Chapter. Now, we've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
We've been researching since the 90s. We started, you know, the book content in the early 2000s, films, as I said, 2014. So we've got a lot of docuseries, but this is definitely the best of the best information of doctors that are really healers,
yep.
Clinics, protocols, cancer survivors and thrivers, what they did and so forth. And the reason that we know it's critical to get this out right now is because now we're hearing from the shot that has been pushed on. I think there's over 1 billion people, Mel, that have taken the shot. We see millions have already died. Children have myocarditis, and on it goes. But the aggressive cancers, we're calling them turbo cancers,
right,
that we've never seen before. This mRNA, these shots are causing cancers we've just never seen. And these people need help. And we hear people all over the place saying, oh my goodness, what did I do? The shot is causing this and that and another thing. The cancers are more rampant than ever. And it was already a problem before they rolled this out. So this docuseries is going to give the solution that everybody needs. So if the viewer doesn't have cancer themselves, I know that they know somebody that does. We have the solutions and we have many testimonies now. Like you said, Nydia Stone, Mrs. Stone is one of many. And Roger Stone is brilliant. When she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, he called me and we talked. We talked about different things that he could do. And she was in the hospital. He was able to get her out of the hospital. And he did a lot of research. And the bulk of the research that he did that he found that was helpful. And she's now cancer-free, by the way, praise God. He found that on our website. And we have so many other stories like that. And, you know, when we were in Tulsa together back a year and a half or however long ago that was, we had a lot of fans there that said that they were healed. One particularly said that they were healed 5 years ago by watching our documentary. They were the conventional doctors didn't have an answer, but they learned what to do. They did it. And they said, the problem is this: today on Google, when we Google you, we can't even find you. We were deplatformed back in 2019 from Google. And they pushed up the lying hit pieces. So if people Google the truth about cancer, they're not going to find it there.
Yeah.
They're not going to find it on YouTube.
Yeah. You know? And I want people to know, because they want people that watch my show need to know that all of this stuff, it's very hard to find, figure this out, because the dark money on the left is so huge and it's so all controlling. They don't care about the information. They care about power and control. And if you do trace this trusted news initiative, just like all the rest of them, Poynter Institute, NewsGuard, all the ones that went after everyone and shut everyone down, including the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, all of them, all you have to do is follow the money. You're going to follow the money right to the same 10 billionaires that have been behind everything destroying our nation, including the banking system, including globalism, including the border. So, you know, this is Arabella Partners. It's 1630 Project. It's New Venture Fund. It's Open Society. They came with guns blazing at Charlene and her husband, and at Bobby Kennedy, and at all these people that have not only proven right, but saved so many lives. And you have to remember, this was all about control and manipulation. And again, Charlene, you've done tremendous work, but we have a sick care industry, not a healthcare industry, because these people profit so much. And again, I really commend what you guys have done, because it's one thing to know that you're being censored or shadow banned by an algorithm. It's another thing to know that the richest people in the world that are behind the Great Reset and Davos and the globalism and Agenda 2030 have your name on their list. So, you know, when I'm seeing that, because I know it, you're like the sweetest, nicest person. You have all these, you're such a great mom and a great friend and just like salt of the earth. And to think that these evil people have singled you guys out and other people. I personally just talk a little bit about. Personally, I know you're very tough and strong and you've been doing this a long time. This is unprecedented what happened here.
It is. It does take a toll on you. And, you know, just to encourage everybody out there to just keep going, no matter the attacks online or whatever. Either the people are just uneducated and they need you to love them through the stupid stage in their life. I mean, these people are just ignorant, and ignorance is lacking the knowledge and the facts. But Ty and I, from the beginning of this work, when we went public with the solutions, we got death threats. We had to move out of the country. They said specifically what they're going to do to each one of our children. And you're right, I'm a mother and I love all four of my children. And so don't touch the kids. But for me, I am a Christian. And when we were in New Zealand, God really just gave me a revelation that he is protecting us. He's called us to this work. He's created us for this. And he put us in America for a reason and to go back. And again, there's no greater country. We've traveled. We lived in Panama, Central America too. There is no greater country on earth. And we will spend our life fighting for this country and fighting for the children and fighting for humanity. And in the end, we know, Mel, that we win. And so it does take a toll when you're attacked. And, you know, we never wanted to be honestly vindicated in this way, because to be vindicated, right, we were saying people will die if they take the shot. This is dangerous. And our freedoms are being taken away from us. And people said, oh, you're crazy, because they said we were crazy and they were just parroting. But we are right. We were right. We see now that we were right. We knew back then, but now everybody else, like you said, people around the world see it. Yeah. This is not how I wanted to be vindicated.
Right. I know. It breaks your heart to know that we were right. We were warning people. We were telling people over and over. There are still people out there. I'd say there's a good 20% of Americans that still trust CNN and all these people, because the Trusted News Initiative and all the other ones, all you have to do is trace them. It's all going to be all the same people. But again, we have to start really waking up. The reason I love your propaganda series, too, is because people have to realize if they know that it's propaganda, it doesn't work. And what you have to keep asking yourself, everyone that's watching the show, you have to ask yourself, why? Who is deciding misinformation, disinformation, and something that's totally fraudulent, malinformation, which means to them, if you look at their descriptions, which I have, it means true information that's not good for the people, but that it's a group of oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaires that are aligned with destroying this planet and having a top-down totalitarian digital dictatorship are the ones that are financing the shutting of voices like Ty and Charlene. That's where you have to go. The question is why? And why, sadly enough, is power, money, greed, and quite honestly, a lot of these people are eugenicists, and depopulation is their thing. They don't think a lot of people belong on this earth, not because that's true or we're overpopulated. It's because these people have decided that they get to decide, and we got to fight back and realize, no, we decide. And Charlene and Ty decided a long time ago that they were going to decide what to say and how to say it. And what's most impressive about you guys is you find a way to get the best people, the best money, the best product, the best production. So you don't even feel like you're watching something that's as educational as it is. So this is also a good thing to buy and share with people that know something's wrong, but don't really know what is wrong. Because there's a lot of people that put out documentaries out there that it's like banging people over the head. And I think you're really good, you and Ty and your editor, you're really good at like walking people through it. I think that's a fine balance for a project like yours.
Well, thank you, Mel. And that's our intent. We always begin with the truth that sets people free. We know that God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And we lost 7 family members, a testimony to that verse. But Jesus says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So that's what we do. And in the first episode, people need to understand, especially people that don't know, how did we get here? How did this medical cartel take such a stronghold here in America in the medical system? And so we take them back to 1910 into the Carnegies and Rockefellers sending the Flexners out to grade all of our medical schools, and how they co-opted the whole medical system during that time. They funded the schools that were drug intensive therapies teaching the kids, and they owned the chemical companies, which today that we call them the pharmaceutical companies, same families today, back then. And from then to today, you know, we take them through a journey on what that looked like. We go into Nazi Germany and talk about what they were doing there, how IG Farben was a big pharma conglomerate that is still here. It's right here. Operation Paperclip. So we get into it so that the people watching can understand, oh, that's why my doctor doesn't know. It's not that their doctors are bad. They literally just don't know. Yeah. And once they have a hold on that information, then they can just scoot right into everything else. And right. It is a storyboard that we've given them, an entire story. So by the end, the person suffering will have solutions and remedies, and they'll know what they can do, their options. And you know what, Mel, we're going to air it free for the whole world so they can hop on, watch it free. Every episode, 24 hours per episode, will be aired free. So no matter where they are in the world, and we have worldwide viewers, they can watch. And so I'm going to give you offline the link that you can share with your audience so that they can click in, sign up to watch free, and send it with to everybody that they know, because together we will save lives. We will conquer their censorship and their propaganda with the truth. And it's a grassroots effort. And lastly, I want to share, tyranny can only thrive. It can only win if we feed it. So if we acquiesce and give them our power by wearing the mask or whatever it is that they tell us to do, if it's vaccines and don't look over here, look over there, don't stop listening to them, stop obeying them. And if everybody would stop obeying them and acquiescing to their tyranny, they would shrivel up and they would do it quickly.
Right. And stop. And you know, we have three things, our vote, our voice, and our money. And you got to stop putting your money into that. And it's really, really important that people understand what Charlene is talking about how this happened. Because Charlene, before I let you go, this is something that's bothering me personally. So I just want your take on it. This whole woke thing, DEI, you know, CRT, all of that has infiltrated the medical schools, the medical board. If you go to like the AMA, like the whole website is totally woke, just like the American Bar Association, same thing. So we got this medical industrial complex that has already been, in my opinion, very much about profit and power and very little about healing and health. Now it has been, it's like a new level. And you guys have been dealing with this for a long time. I'm very worried about this equity and diversity initiative in medicine. It's already been bad. Like when your show shows, as I talk about that, a lot of doctors after the medical school aren't educated by anyone except for the pharmaceutical reps that come to them. But now we have, they're only letting in doctors or hiring doctors that kind of tick off the boxes that they're totally woke or anything. This is very dangerous too. Are you hearing anything about that? Because we need to push back on that. You know, it's got to be the best qualified people, the best qualified individuals, the most educated. And that's, once that falls away, everything that we're talking about gets even worse.
You're right, Mel. And, you know, we see the wokeness. I bought my cars, the guy that he's head, it's in Cadillac. Cadillac is an organization. I'm just going to say this. Maybe I shouldn't have said the brand, but they're spreading wokeness from the top there. And the people that I was talking to, they just were disgusted with it, but it's infiltrated corporations and companies and schools and the medical system. So what you said a little while ago to the viewer, they need to understand that they need to fund American patriot Christian companies that aren't buying the lies, that aren't pushing this. And the reason for it is this, it's very simple. This is communism. Right. If you look at the goals, and it's on our congressional records from the 1960s, what they wanted to do in order to destroy this nation and bring us into this communist regime, which is really the New World Order, and really it's Satanism.
Yeah.
They're destroying the family. Look what they're doing to the children with gender dysphoria, and they're trying to give children the right to have these surgeries and hormone blockers without their parental consent under the age of 18. I just saw a story how the first transgender kid knew at 2 years old, and at five, they started the transition part of that thing. And a kid doesn't know it too. I mean, our children dressed up as horses as kids. They were pretending to be horses. You know, my son played in my shoes. He's the most manly man I know, you know, but right. I mean, they go through phases. So let them go through these phases, but don't lop off their body parts. Yeah. So this is all agenda. And it's going through the medical establishment. So here's what we need to do. We need to find doctors that are real doctors and real healers. And we have featured what we believe to be the top healers on planet Earth, not just America, but Canada, Mexico, Europe. We went into Asia too. And those are some incredible people. They cried when they met Ty because they look at him as a hero. And we have to say, no, You are the hero. You're healing, and we're so proud to be here and feature you. So if the people watching this could spread this docuseries everywhere and people would know where to go or find, interview your doctor. People don't understand that they are hiring the doctor. The doctor works for them. Right. You know, the doctor has an attitude as if, oh, well, I'll fire you. Well, I beg to differ. I will fire you if you don't do what I need you to do. And there still are plenty of doctors worldwide and in every state that will help you with real health, real solutions. So I encourage everyone to find one of those doctors. We featured the best in this series. So do not fund medical tyranny and medical wokeness, because it's a disease worse than cancer, because it can destroy the nation. And eventually it will end up killing a lot of people. If we don't have qualified medical professionals that are going to be healers, which it's hard to find these days, Mel, because of the propaganda. And, you know, they bought off the medical schools.
And they're scared. A lot of these doctors, this is another reason, Ty and you and all of the doctors that you have in these films, they're scared of them. Okay. It's not the other way around. They're not trying to protect people from disinformation. That's all a lie. It's all fake. What they're scared of is people knowing that they have the power within, that with God and information and education, that people will no longer need them or be swayed into their propaganda and advertising. You and I have talked about before the amount of advertising. The biggest advertisers on TV are pharmaceutical companies. And you wonder in your head, why is that? Why do we need that? How many people go to their doctor and ask for a drug by name? Well, it's called bribery. It's called bribery. And so, you know, people like Glenn Beck and other people, Lou Dobbs, a lot of these people, they lost their shows because the advertisers, and you're talking about Cadillac, but that's GM. It's from the top down. We have like you're talking, it's communism, corporations skipping our government, skipping our constitution, going directly to manipulate the behavior of the people is communism and fascism. And again, it's still the same oligarchy that ends up benefiting, and all the rest of us are at the bottom struggling. So please download Charlene and Ty's series. We will leave the link below. And Rob's going to also put it in the newsletter and on our partners page. And please share it. There's so many solutions out there. They've seen Ty and Charlene have literally helped thousands of people all over the world, if not tens of thousands, find better alternatives. And they're living full, healthy lives today because of them. I know this for real, for sure. I was at your last event. I hope to be at the next one. Any last words for the people? And again, remind them where to go to download this and to share it everywhere they can, please.
Yes, it's going to be free. So just share the link with everyone to watch it free. And after you watch it, if you love it and want to support our mission and have it to share with your friends, you can purchase it. And that'll be during the viewing. But the main website we have is thetruthaboutcancer.com. Go to that website. But I encourage you, Mel will have her link. We want you to click her link to then click into the trailer page. You can watch the trailer and sign up to watch free. And we encourage everyone to watch it. And I'll just leave you with this. The medical establishment won't tell you this. I'm so tired of hearing them tell people that they have a certain number of days left when they're diagnosed with cancer. That is not the case. That is not the case. We've seen so many reversals, and we have had many millions of views of these films. So I don't even know how many testimonies that we do have from people that have taken the health in their own hands. But cancer is not a death sentence. When someone tells you that, when a doctor says, oh, you have this number of days to live, don't believe that. Watch the film. Learn that you can take your health into your own hands. And even we've seen radically aggressive cancers at the end stages when the person knows what to do to detoxify the body, to target the cancer cells, and to nourish the healthy cells. And so many other things, even spiritually, a spiritual cleansing and getting rid of negative emotions that feed these diseases, from fear, which they're peddling and they're controlling people with fear right now, to anger. And this does make you angry. I mean, this stuff that's going on is crazy. But if we can turn that around and really just bask in God's love, and also if you're walking in unforgiveness, practice forgiveness and all these other things that really do nourish the spirit, which then gets into your body. So we cover all of these things in the film. You're going to love it. Remember, cancer is not a death sentence. As long as there's breath, there's hope.
Oh, you are the best. I love you so much. Thank you, Charlene Bollinger. Say hello to Ty. You have an amazing family as well. I hope to see you soon. Keep up the great work. Everyone, please download this. Watch it. It is very entertaining as well. Like I said, this is not batting you over the head with information. This is kind of taking you on a journey. Very, very good to share with everyone that you know out there, especially if they're suffering or they have a family member suffering. Ty and Charlene have proven time and again that there's a lot of hope, there's a lot of solutions, and you just don't know them yet. And when you do, you'll feel much better and have a lot more options. Thank you so much, Charlene. Have a great weekend, and I will see you soon.
Thanks, Mel.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country. Because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full, life out there. Please check out Mel K Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel K Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.